You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
This is Shannon, Mrs. 2MTL, standing in for Chip, whose voice has decided to go on winter break a tad early. Since he won't be able to communicate no matter how vigorously he acts out his charades, a la the unicorn and the wasp, I've been asked via text to step up to the mic. Chicago TARDIS may have been my first foray into an exclusively Doctor Who convention, but it was by no means my first fan event. I got credentials. My very first time was an annual con for my university's SF group, where I ended up running the thing. I also helped run an area general interest con for years. I've been to Dragon Con, to Creation Cons, to multiple Heroes Cons. I even flew down to New Orleans to attend a Harry Potter con. So, as far as attending a gathering of the brethren, been there, done that, got the autographs, wrote the fic, and joined the LJ comms. What would make this time different was my approach from a niche perspective. I'm a David Tennant fangirl and a Dr. Rose shipper, and the rest of my Who experience stems from that love. A con whose guests were decidedly slanted to the classic era, who I've only watched in snatches, if I recognize them at all, was a tad daunting. But I can do daunting. If I could maintain Harry Hermione as my OTP in the face of vicious cannon-thumping in Potter fandom, I could handle this. More than anything else, Chicago TARDIS struck me as very inclusive. Old-school and new-school fans of every age mingled, showing costumes from all eras and each spin-off. Sylvester McCoy and Sophie Aldred may have been the headliners, but Torchwood's Byrne Gorman drew an appreciative crowd, as did other guests. There were panels aplenty, to cater to every interest, be it science, writing, crafting, or getting all meta to examine fandom itself at a fandom event. The Geek Girl Chronicles made a nice showing, as the women behind the Chicks Dig anthologies showed just how much of a vibrant and contributing part of SF fandom they are. Toby Haydock made us laugh and cry yet again with his latest one-man show about being a Doctor Who fan. But beyond that, this was an opportunity to meet friends in person. People who had been just voices on podcasts or usernames on Twitter became real as we got to shake hands for the first time, drink together, and talk in a way that can't be recreated through any online medium. And that is what makes conventions like Chicago TARDIS or Gallifrey worth the travel and expense. The chance to see one's friends, make new friends, and celebrate our shared love for a universe as vast and diverse as Doctor Who. And that's the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast number 288. You can find more episodes at twominutetimelord.com and through Facebook or Twitter at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. Chip will be back as his voice permits.